And now Israel has authorized the construction of more settler units in the occupied West Bank. Israel's Interior Ministry said it has legalized the building of 800 more homes in four separate settlements in the occupied territory. It added that the decision was made 2 weeks ago, but just recently announced Friday. Israeli officials also expressed hope that the plan would trigger the beginning of a new round of settlement construction. Netanyahu already faces major criticism for refusing to stop settlement expansions. According to international law, the settlement construction is illegal, and the EU has repeatedly condemned Israel over its refusal to abide by this. And now to get more on the story, we're joined out of Berkeley in the U.S. by Mr. Paul Lerutti, co-founder of the Free Palestine Movement. Now, Mr. Lerutti, how tactful is Tel Aviv's decision to expand these illegal settlements in the midst of an escalation of violence in the occupied territory, sir?
Tact is a very minor consideration in Israeli affairs. It's far lower priority than the objective of expanding its territory, removing an undesirable population. I'm referring to the Palestinians. From their point of view, it's undesirable. And so they'll continue doing this kind of thing.
So what is Israel's ultimate plan for Palestinians?
To make them disappear. They really don't care how. A number of leaders, including Ariel Sharon, famously said that he would be happy to kill a million or more Palestinians in order to rid themselves of this problem. And the other leaders have termed the Palestinians as cockroaches, as a cancer on the society, and so forth. It is very clear what their intention is. But to anticipate your next question, I don't think they're going to go ahead as long as nobody does anything about it. They don't care how much anybody complains or what the moral value of it or immoral value of it is.
But does any of Tel Aviv's actions or decisions imply that they care anything about peace with the Palestinians, sir?
No. Peace with the Palestinians is, again, probably even lower priority than tact. In fact, they prefer not to have peace, because as long as there is no peace, there's no reason to change what they're doing. And so they provoke hostility in order to give themselves an excuse to continue the ethnic cleansing, which has been going on now more than a century.
And given the legality of what Israel is doing with the taking of this Palestinian land, where and when can Palestinians pursue recourse against Israel for all the land that's been stolen from them?
Well, as I've said many times, there are legal recourses in the United Nations, the World Court, and so forth. But I have to think that without power to back these claims, that it's not going to go anywhere. The only thing that Israel understands is the same thing that it's using, which is force. And so force may demand a huge sacrifice of everyone who is involved in it, but it's the only language that Israel understands.
Thank you, Mr. Lerutti, for your contribution to the program. Mr. Paul Lerutti, co-founder of the Free Palestine Movement, joining us out of Berkeley, out of California in the United States.